Peace officer. Peace officer includes A. A mayor, warden, reeve, sheriff, deputy sheriff, sheriff's officer, and justice of the peace. B. A member of the Correctional Service of Canada who is designated as a peace officer pursuant to Part 1 of the Corrections and Conditional Release Act, and a warden, deputy warden, instructor, keeper, jailer, guard, and any other officer or permanent employee of a prison other than a penitentiary as defined in Part 1 of the Corrections and Conditional Release Act. C. A police officer, police constable, bailiff, constable, or other person employed for the preservation and maintenance of the public peace, or for the service or execution of civil process. C1. A designated officer as defined in Section 2 of the Integrated Cross-Border Law Enforcement Operations Act, when 1. Participating in an integrated cross-border operation as defined in Section 2 of the Act, or 2. Engaging in an activity incidental to such an operation, including travel for the purpose of participating in the operation and appearances in court arising from the operation. D. An officer within the meaning of the Customs Act, the Excise Act, or the Excise Act 2001, or a person having the powers of such an officer, when performing any duty in the administration of any of those acts. D1. An officer authorized under subsection 138, subsection 1 of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. E. A person designated as a fishery guardian under the Fisheries Act, when performing any duties or functions under that act, and a person designated as a fishery officer under the Fisheries Act, when performing any duties or functions under that act or the Coastal Fisheries Protection Act. F. The pilot in command of an aircraft, 1. Registered in Canada under regulations made under the Aeronautics Act, or 2. Leased without crew and operated by a person who is qualified under regulations made under the Aeronautics Act to be registered as owner of an aircraft registered in Canada under those regulations, while the aircraft is in flight, and G. Officers and non-commissioned members of the Canadian Forces who are 1. Appointed for the purposes of Section 156 of the National Defense Act, or 2. Employed on duties at the Governor in Council in regulations made under the National Defense Act for the purposes of this paragraph, has prescribed to be of such a kind as to necessitate that the officers and non-commissioned members performing them have the powers of peace officers.